Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, sticking with Trump, it's no secret that Donald Trump had DEI in his sights when he took on the US presidency for the second time. But what impact has the death of diversity, equity, and inclusion in the United States had here on Irish companies and workplaces? And who are the Irish people made redundant by Trump's war on DEI? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
When America sneezes, they say, the world catches a cold. So when the US president says something like this, do Irish DEI advocates, workers and campaigners need to get the tissues out?
We've ended the tyranny of so-called diversity, equity and inclusion policies all across the entire federal government and indeed the private sector and our military. And our country will be woke no longer.
Without doubt, we saw everything from the Pride Parade. We saw how less sponsorship there was this year compared to previous years from corporates. And that was actually often driven by this is not the way or the direction American firms are going, and therefore they don't want it to go. So it's no question happening.
Peter Cosgrave is a future of work expert.
I mean, it's been here for a long time, but the reality is if you look back and when the civil service dropped the marriage ban, women could actually work after they were married, you could argue that was the starting point for diversity from a male and female point of view. So diversity is the idea you might have a target to actually hire a certain amount of people of male versus female, race, disability, gender, sexual orientation, all of the above. But inclusion is very much more important about actually saying it's one thing to actually hire people. It's a very different thing to have an inclusive workplace where people feel like it's equitable, it's fair, and it's inclusive for all.
I suppose there's a bit of a dichotomy with something in the lines of about 49-50% of companies continuing with their DE&I programs, but with maybe 42% of companies saying that maybe they need to ratchet back or even stop or pause their DE&I programs.
Phil Codd is the managing director of Explio, who recently did research on Irish businesses and their attitudes to DEI.
So something like 40% have eliminated or plan to eliminate DEI targets completely. So that's taking targets away. Around 47% of employees are worried that DEI is becoming less important. The number of enterprises that have operations in the US were looking to remove references to DEI and also even as far as removing pronouns in email signatures.
As a queer woman, it is petrifying to see that people want to reverse equality.
Niamh, not her real name, is a media professional based in Dublin.
Seeing schools maybe take a step back from doing stand-up week or seeing big corporations not even like putting up pride flags, seeing DEI communities and groups within companies not get as much funding or seeing them being completely cut, seeing people work in DEI departments being cut as well, like all of that. Pride this year was a protest. There were so many people that got together and it was amazing, and you couldn't see it there and then. You couldn't see the right wing elements, but you can see it everywhere else. You can see it online. You can see it in the way people are talking now. You can see it happening over in the States and you can see it slowly coming over here, and it is absolutely petrifying.
It's been nearly 3 months since Niamh was made redundant from her own DEI focused role.
I've applied totally to 45 jobs and have only heard back from 2. I'm worried now that having stated that I worked in that kind of environment, I'm worried now that...
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com. /footballfuelpointstc.
It is going to have a negative impact on my CV. With the way that the world is going, it does kind of worry me that a lot of kind of the bigger corporations who might be a little bit right-leaning would see that, and or even AI would. It would be a word, the word, like any words would be picked up by AI and immediately my CV would be disqualified. And I don't think I could really afford to leave it off the CV. It would leave a huge gap in my kind of career. So I wouldn't be jumping to do that. But it is in the back of my mind that if it gets any further in my search or my job search, that maybe I might need to. Or even I'm considering speaking to a recruiter and just seeing, should I take that off or kind of get an idea, because it is a bit of a worry.
I just started working for, I guess, a smaller company that's part of a larger American company. And right now they're actually undergoing changes in that the buyers are changing to an American company. So at the moment, we're slowly feeling the effect, because we can see kind of the push to try and get the kind of pre-planned events, you know, with it being Black History Month, kind of pre-planned events, get it like done over with. But we're still kind of waiting to see what's going to happen come next year. I mean, I'd say as like a minority, I'm not really as surprised. It's shocking it's happening in this way, but it's not surprising that it's happening. When it comes to kind of initiatives that are meant to support diversity, inclusion, equity, it's very much, you can kind of always tell when if it's more performance rather than when it's genuine, in versus kind of the way that it's spoken to, like the language that's used, in that is it used in a kind of a way to tick like a tick a checkbox, is a will in a way that they're doing it in a way that I can tick my own personal checkbox that I've done X, Y, and Z, so I can be labeled this now, I can get the benefits from being labeled this, the kind of brownie points you'd get for being labeled as a, like, you know, more left wing, more progressive. You're now kind of seeing, okay, now what if, what is it actually like in light of actual like economic challenges, what's actually being prioritized, is it being pushed to the wayside?
In general, it seems to be happening across the country in general, in lots of different ways. And it seems very counterintuitive, because people with diversity can bring different perspectives and different ways of thinking to any organisation or to society as a whole. And I think we actually need more supports to help people. Sure, you know, I think if an awful lot of very big companies, like, look, are run by people who are probably incredibly neurodivergent and have diversity of life experience as much as anything else. And I think an organisation's really is only as good as the people that are in it. And you know, I think if organisations, like, contract... You know, contraction just leads to contraction of ideas, contraction of thought, contraction of perspectives, and generally, you know, it might be slow, like, and it might save you in the short term, but overall, in the long term, it's going to limit people's ways of seeing things and doing things. So I think in the long term, you know, it might save a few bits of money, but I think overall, long term, it's probably, you know, a negative thing, because, you know, how is a company going to act and grow if it doesn't have diversity of ways of looking at things?
I've been living in Ireland for 10 years, so I saw Dublin kind of like transforming itself quite a bit. I can visually see that it's more diverse now than it was 10 years ago, and which I personally love. But I also like saw recently like far right movements happening as well. And things that I never saw before, and the use of the Irish flag in a different way that it used to be, which is heartbroken. Like, yeah, not loving that. So I don't know, it doesn't give the good signals. It's like, it's, we should be going forward and making sure that inclusivity should be like the basic fundamentals, like, and the like a basic right to be accepted for who you are, no matter what are you, you know. And it's always the same everywhere. Like, you have like It's three steps forward, one step back, and you just need to push forward and just bring as many people with you as possible.
I can speak personally from that. I qualified as a solicitor in the 90s and I came out in my 30s and I left working as a solicitor because I didn't feel like there were enough out LGBT people in the profession. I felt like it would have hampered my chances of progressing in my career when I came out. And I know that a lot of people of my age group felt the same way.
Meninia Griffith is CEO of Belong To.
It really is more than just a nice to be. It's a kind way to be. It's a good way to be. And it's, you know, it's great in terms of values of inclusion, equality, integrity, all those kind of things. But in an Irish sense, I suppose, apart from all of that, it really is the thing that gives a lot of businesses that edge in terms of recruitment and retention of staff. Lots of younger employees in particular, it's something that they look for when they're applying for jobs. They'll go on to websites, they will read annual reports. They want to know what businesses are doing for the environment, for communities in their neighbourhood, communities, vulnerable communities in the country or globally. It's something that, you know, younger employees in particular are very motivated by that. And, you know, so although we've seen a global kind of retraction from DEI, we're glad that we haven't seen that so much in an Irish case in relation to Irish businesses. Mm-hmm. Yes, we've seen it. We've seen it with colleagues working for multinationals, how budgets have been slashed. Staff have been made redundant, but thankfully, for Irish businesses, many of them are doubling down on their DEI investments and supporting ESRG or environmental social governance stuff, which is similar to the DEI initiatives that they've been working on for the past decade.
I would still say we have a huge amount of work to do in areas like disability. We have a huge amount of work still to do, if I'm honest. In a lot of ways, we've gone backwards in some of the amount of women who are CEOs in Irish organisations.
Peter Cosgrave again.
The way it has been done in the past, maybe we have to put in policies in place and we have to put in training and awareness. That hasn't worked as well. As I said, this has to live and breathe in the organization, just like your strategy. You wouldn't have one person in an organization who has to run the whole strategy. It's part of the fabric of the organization. Diversity and inclusion has to be part of the fabric of your organization, regardless of whether there's one person who owns it. Everybody else feels has to be responsible for it.
And that report from Sarah Madden,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.